Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, where do you want to go next for a tropical vacation? I have the perfect place for you. Yes, actually, it's in the title of our lesson, The Paradise of Palau. And friends, I want you to know, if you go to Palau, you can enjoy Palau from land, sea, and air. We'll mostly be learning about what you can do in the sea, and it sounds pretty fun. So let's begin.
The Paradise of Palau. Palau promises amazing sights under the sea. This island group soaks up the sun in the Southwest Pacific. The 250 islands of the Republic of Palau feature stunning natural beauty. Scuba divers, sea kayakers, and snorkelers, in particular, are drawn to the island's marine wonders. Colorful fish swim in the blue depths and around the vivid coral. On our trip, my husband and I had our first experience on a liveaboard. This ship cruises around the islands for 7 days and nights. These trips are mostly devoted to diving, but it gave me a chance to snorkel to my heart's content.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 cruise 这个动词。Cruise 在这里是指巡航或乘船游览。例如 ,this sightseeing boat cruises the canals of Amsterdam. 这艘观光船在阿姆斯特丹的运河巡航。或者是 Patricia went cruising on the Mediterranean last summer. Patricia 去年夏天去地中海乘船旅游。Cruise 也指飞机或车子以平缓的速度驾驶。例如 ,our airplane is now cruising at a height of 31,000 feet. 我们的飞机正在31,000英尺的高度平稳的飞行。继续我们看的是 to one's heart's content 这个成语。Content 是形容词意思是指满足的。所以 to one's heart's content 是指尽情地或尽兴地当副词片语使用。例如 ,there are many stores and also big malls in Vegas where you can shop to your heart's content.拉斯维加斯有许多商店跟大型的购物中心，你可以尽情的购物，或者是 kids can play to their heart's content in this mega-sized theme park. 孩子们可以在这个超大型的主题乐园尽情的游玩。
Come on, come on, hurry up, Gabe. What's taking you so long?
I'm trying. It's hard to run in these flippers.
Well, Gabe, why are you wearing those flippers anyway?
Because aren't we going to Palau? Here we are, friends. Palau on the air.
Palau on the air?
The paradise of Palau on the air.
And it's such a beautiful, beautiful island. And of course, our lesson is called The Paradise of Palau. Palau promises amazing sights.Under the sea. I bet, Gabe, you want to see some of those amazing sights under the sea, don't you?
Rebecca, I would love to go to Palau because I love snorkeling, I love scuba diving, and I like kayaking, so Palau seems like the perfect fit for me.
Well, definitely looks like you're dressed to go to Palau with your flippers and your goggles. And friends, I got myself a nice, beautiful flower.Necklace. We actually call it a lei.
That's from Hawaii, though.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's okay. You can wear it in Palau.
Yeah, I mean, it's an island just like Hawaii, so it's fine. It's no problem. Okay, well, let's continue with our lesson. This island group, referring to Palau, soaks up the sun in the Southwest Pacific. Soaks up the sun.
Well, hold on a second. That sounds like a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And some people like to soak up the sun if they go to the beach and they'll just sit out under the sun and maybe try to get a suntan. But as you can see in our lesson, things like islands, a group of islands can soak up the sun as well. That's probably why these trees and the islands are so green. They have lots of sun.
Ooh, yes, it sounds wonderful. Okay, Gabe, here's a test question for you, a little quiz. How many islands make up the island of Palau?
How many islands? Islands, little ones. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven islands?
Seven islands.
No, 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 Gabe, nope. Our lesson says right here the 250 islands of the Republic of Palau feature stunning natural beauty. I'm sorry.
Wow, that's a lot of islands.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I look from a distance, it looks like there are fewer, but actually there are many, 250 islands. Okay, and there is stunning natural beauty there. We're going to learn about that. We're also going to learn about what you can do under the sea. Under the sea, you can scuba dive, you can snorkel, go kayaking, or you can go kayaking on top of the ocean. But these are things that attract people to Palau.
Well, these people, that is scuba divers, kayakers, and snorkelers in particular, are drawn to the island's marine wonders. And there are some beautiful things to see. Colorful fish swim in the blue depths and around the vivid coral. Okay, so we're talking about colorful fish and how they swim, and if you scuba dive or snorkel, you can see these beautiful fish. What do you call a group of fish that swim together?
I know.
Yes, Gabe?
I know exactly what you call a group of fish. You call this a school of fish. Yes, a school of fish. That means these fish are educated. They're getting a good education, okay? Maybe they're very good at math and English. Their English is very good.
Gabe, what are you talking about? Huh? The fish, like when they all swim together, they're called a school of fish. But that does not mean they actually go to school and learn mathematics and English
and
science.
So why do we call it a school of fish?
Well, that is just the name that was given to fish that swim together because there are a lot of them.
You know what? This just reminds me. There are many different group names or animal group names for different animals. And I don't know where they came from, but they're quite interesting. For example, you have a group of monkeys that's called a troop. You learned that earlier.
Mm.
And also, what do you call a group of geese, Rebecca?
Group of geese.
Group of geese. You know, geese together. They're together, a lot of them. They're flying.
Waddle.
No.
Goose.
Starts with an F.
A flock.
A flock.
Aha, that's flock.
Did you know that a group of alligators is called a congregation of alligators?
Now, that one I didn't know. Or what about a group of dogs? Did you know it's called a pack?
Pack of dogs.
Or a group of cows?
Is a herd.
A herd.
What about crows? You know, the blackbirds, crows?
Wouldn't that also be a flock of crows?
No, that's actually called a murder of crows.
No way.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Friends, look up different animal group names. There are a lot of interesting ones. But here, of course, we're learning about how you can swim with colorful fish in the blue depths around the vivid coral.
And, of course, this story was written by Lois. And so she says, on our first trip, my husband, that is Lois and her husband, and I had our first experience on a liveaboard. This ship cruises around the islands for 7 days and nights.
And they can swim and snorkel and do everything to their heart's content from this liveaboard. Friends, it's time for us to join Steve and Ken in the info cloud. They want to talk to us about ship and plane distress signals.
If a plane is in danger of crashing, the pilot will send an urgent signal over the radio, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This word, said three times in succession, is the internationally recognized distress call, meaning we need help. We're about to crash.
Mayday was created in 1923 by Frederick Mockford, a radio officer who worked at London's airport. Mockford needed a word that could easily be understood over noisy plane engines and weak radio signals.
Well, since much of the plane traffic was between London and Paris, Mockford decided on the word May Day, which was inspired by the French word May Day from the phrase Venez May Day, which means come and help me.
And for ships, the distress signal was SOS. Many people think SOS stands for Save Our Ship or Save Our Souls. But in fact, the letters were arbitrarily chosen because they were difficult to mistake and easy to transmit.
That's right. Using Morse code, the fastest method of long-distance communication at the time, SOS is created by three dots, three dashes, and then three dots again. Probably the most famous ship to send the SOS signal was the Titanic before it sank in April 1912.
当你看到 Mayday 这个字，你或许会想到 五月天。 其实Mayday 源自国际通用的遇难求救讯号， 它跟五月或日子都没有关系。 Mayday 其实来自法文 Venez Mayday， 就是快来帮帮我的意思。 另一个求救讯号是SOS， 许多人以为SOS代表 Save Our Ship， 其实当初制定规范时 SOS是没有意思的， 纯粹是因为SOS能够用于 Morse code， 摩斯电码， 它是以三短音， 三长音， 三短音来代表。 铁达尼号当年就发送了SOS的讯号， 很可惜当救援抵达时， 悲剧已经发生了。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 下次明天见。
Hello and welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are going on a trip to the paradise of Palau. And if you love scuba diving, snorkeling, and kayaking, you would love it here. Under the sea, there is so much vivid coral to see, as well as plenty of schools of fish. How would you like to catch one of these fish? That sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, friends, we have more to learn about what you can do in Palau, so let's do that together.
The Paradise of Palau. It was an adventure we were happy that we didn't pass up. I never got tired of being a spectator in such a vibrant underwater world. But don't spend all your time in the water. Land tours and small museums await you, too. The town of Koror offers interesting shopping. And if you wish to look down on the Pacific, take a spin in a helicopter with no doors. If the sea is calling you, heed the call and head to Palau.
OK， 接下来我们看的是 await 这个动词。 await 是指等候或期待，是及物动词，所以后面可以直接加受词。例如 ，I'll be awaiting you at the entrance of the convention center. 我会在会议中心的入口等候您。wait W-A-I-T 这个动词也是指等候，但是它是不及物动词，后面要加上介系词 for 才能够加受词。 例如 ，Your car is waiting for you outside. 你的车子已经在外面等你了。这我们看的是 heed 这个动词。heed 是指注意、留心或者是听从。例如 ，Jason refused to heed his parents' advice and bought this expensive convertible, and now he regrets it. Jason 不愿意听从父母的建议，还是买了这台昂贵的跑车，现在他后悔了。 或者是 the doctor failed to heed the signs of internal bleeding in this wounded patient. 这位医生没有注意到这位受伤的病人内出血的征兆. And now let's get back to our teachers.
So just to review what we're talking about a liveaboard and how Lois and her husband had an opportunity to experience what it was like to go on a liveaboard. And Lois got to snorkel to her heart's content. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, it was an adventure we were happy that we didn't pass up. And, of course, that adventure is the adventure on the liveaboard. Let's talk about this phrase, to pass up. This is a phrase that we don't want to pass up.
Ooh, good example, Rebecca. Yes, if you pass something up, that means you had the opportunity, but you didn't take the opportunity. You passed it up. All right, so they didn't pass up this opportunity to go on a liveaboard. Now, you can use this phrase in other ways. So, for example, someone wanted to treat me to a trip to Hong Kong. Well, I didn't want to pass up that trip, so I let my friend buy me a plane ticket, and I went with them to Hong Kong.
That is an experience I hope nobody would pass up if they had an opportunity to travel to Hong Kong on someone else's dime. Mm-hmm. That is, someone else is paying for the trip. Well, speaking of trips, I can't believe that Ted passed up the chance to go to Australia. He had the opportunity to go, time off work, but he passed up that opportunity.
Well, that was a bad decision on his part. Well, friends, if you have a chance to go on a liveaboard, according to our author, you shouldn't pass up that opportunity. She says, I never got tired of being a spectator in such a vibrant underwater world. Okay, you saw the word vivid earlier, and now we see that other word that starts with V, vibrant. These words mean that there is a lot of life and color, okay?
And under the water, there is so much to see. I actually am very fascinated with the underwater world. Well, anyway, continuing, we read, but don't spend all your time in the water. Land tours and small museums await you too. The town of Koror offers interesting shopping. So if you're interested in shopping, you might be interested in visiting this town.
Wait, hold on a second. Rebecca?
What's wrong?
Let's go back to that last sentence. I just noticed something.
What's wrong?
Okay, you said land tours and small museums await you too. Did you notice something special about that sentence?
No, I don't.
Okay, let me tell you something. There are no P's in the entire sentence, but all of the other sentences in today's lesson have P's. Isn't that cool? The lesson is about the paradise of Palau. There's a lot of P's, except there's no P's in that sentence. That's kind of nice, right?
Yeah, that is awesome, Gabe.
Okay,
Thank you for pointing that out.
I was excited.
I am so excited, too.
All right.
Okay, I'm so excited. Let's continue with our lesson.
Yeah.
Okay, so as I was saying, if you're interested in shopping, you might want to visit the town of Koror. And if you wish to look down on the Pacific, take a spin in a helicopter with no doors.
Okay.
If the sea is calling you, heed the call and head to Palau.
That's what I want to do. I want to head to Palau because the sea is calling me and I'm ready to get in with my goggles and my flippers. I just need to change into my swimsuit. However, if something is calling you, let's talk about that. Maybe it's not actually saying anything, all right? But there's something attractive about it, and it makes you want to go.
Like, the mountains are calling my name. It's time for me to go to the mountains, or, hey, Hualien is calling me. I need to go to Hualien.
Well, you know what's calling me right now, Rebecca?
What?
Ben, it's time for Sing
It
Out.
Come on, faster.
I'm trying.
Where should we go today?
Good question!
Been around the world so many times, but where should we go today? Where should we go, my friend?
I don't know, I think Palau!
Yeah, Palau, okay! Let's go to Palau! Let's go to Palau! Been around the world so many times, let's go to Palau! Oh yeah, my friend, there are sights to see and things to do,
like scuba diving and kayaking.
That's right.
Oh, I said there's sights to see and things to do. I think that I'm going to soak up this sun on the beach. Come on, let's go to Palau. Let's go to Palau. Been around the world so many times. Let's go to Palau. Lots of things will interest you.
Like snorkeling. I love snorkeling.
That's right. Oh, I said lots of things will interest you. There are small land tours where you can see museums.
I love museums.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to Palau. Let's go to Palau. Been around the world so many times. Let's go to Palau.
What are we waiting for?
Listen.
What? I don't hear anything.
It's the sea. It's calling me.
Wait. Now I hear it too. It's calling me. I'm drawn to the marine wonders of Palau.
Well, let's heed the call. And let's soak up the sun in the Southwest Pacific.
Palau is a great place for scuba divers, sea kayakers, and snorkelers in particular.
That's right. Colorful fish swim in the blue depths around vivid coral.
That sounds wonderful.
It is. Hey, we can take the Live Aboard cruise.
A cruise around the islands of Palau?
Yes. 7 days and seven nights.
But aren't those trips devoted to diving?
Yes, but even if you don't dive, you can snorkel to your heart's content.
And be a spectator in the vibrant underwater world.
That's right. But wait, we don't want to spend all our time in the water.
We don't?
No, land tours and small museums await.
And shopping?
Of course. And we can even take a spin in a helicopter.
Wow, a helicopter?
Yes, with outdoors.
That sounds exciting.
Yeah. Shh. Listen, do you hear that?
Hear what?
The sea is calling us.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Hey, check it out, Rebecca. I caught a fish. I caught a fish. We can have fish for dinner.
Yeah, definitely. Well, our friends, thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
You're a clever one.
Are special.
With the fish.